of peace mantra from Aitareya Upanishad. It is talking about, I am so ambitious to know about the truth. I want to abide by the truth. For that, may I be protected. May my teacher be protected. It said twice to reinforce. May I be protected. May my teacher be protected. The Newton's third law talks about action and reactions are in the opposite direction. For every action, there is a reaction, but in the opposite direction. The karma theory also talks about that one. Every action has a reaction. Every action, karma theory talks about, every action can have multiple reactions. The reaction when we get, it depends on the time factor. It need not be immediately like throwing a ball against the wall, it bounces back. Reaction, we need not have to come back like a ball bouncing back from the wall. There is a time difference. There is a time lag is there. Time lag, we can't say when we will get. If you have done a good job, you can't say, why I'm not getting a result. There is a time lag. It is not in your control. But result will be there. It will come sooner or later. When you don't know, the time factor is defined by the adrishta. Drishta means seen, unseen. Unseen hand controls that one. That is adrishta. It is Newton's law is only two-dimensional. Action and reaction. Whereas the karma theory has the third dimension to that one. Action, reaction and time. Time factor in Newton theory, it's not there. There is a time factor is introduced in the karma theory. And the action and reaction, the reaction what we get. Reaction is the intent behind the action defines the reaction. The action itself cannot, everyone may be doing the same job, but the reaction they will get differently. Because the intent behind the action defines the reaction. The karma means action with knowledge. The karma theory of Shri Krishna adds another karma yoga, adds another dimension. The karma, every action has a reaction. The reaction, I don't want any reaction. Avoiding the karma won't help you from unleashing yourself, getting freedom. Or acting to every reaction won't solve the problem of mitigating the reaction. If you are reacting to every action, the more action will be there. It says in Upanishad, in every life, you do karma at least for 10 more lives. 10 more lives. So, by avoiding, you can't avoid. I don't want any reaction. Avoidance is not a solution. Or reacting to every situation, like Abrahamical religion talks about eye for an eye. It is not a solution. It will create more reaction. Eye for an eye. And what karma yoga is talking about, avoidance is not a solution. Countering is not a solution. Subliming your action is the solution. It is talking about sublimation. Sublimation, Sri Krishna adds the fourth dimension, the action, reaction, one is the time. The fourth one, when you have the sublime your action, reaction and time becomes ineffectual. How to sublime? Sri Krishna talks about Chetasa Sarva Karmani Mai Sanyasya Matparaha Buddhi Yoga Upashritya Machitta Satatam Bhava. Chetasa, do whatever you have to do. All obligatory duties, not by avoiding, chetasa sarva karmani. Do all the things, whatever come on your path. Sarva karmani as an offering to me. Mai sanyasya matparaha. And do everything and not to take the responsibility. Do your best, but not without any responsibility. Shrug off your responsibility. Buddhi yoga upashritya. Resort to yesterday, I talked about buddhi. Buddhi, the mana and manas. Manas means information gathering. I should be able to pick up the from the information. I have to take a right decision. Right decision through the practice. Buddhi yoga, through the buddhi yoga, upashritya. Resort to the spirituality is not a blind belief. You have to be a spiritual seeker. Is a very sharp person and very careful, very attentive, not a laid back, believing everything. A sadhana means, why yoga, why sadhana, is not a blind belief. Very sharp person, very attentive. Buddhi yogam upashritya machitta satatam bhava. Chitta, beyond the intellect, is the conclusion. The initial, my conclusion is today is this one. Tomorrow it can change. But not changing, chittam upashitya machitta satatam bhava. Buddhi yogam upashitya machitta. That the conclusion you put it on to me. For the in that way, that you are subliming the action in biblical religion also. The talk about this one, Adam and Eve ate the fruit of fruit from the tree of knowledge. Because of that, they were shunted out of the Eden garden. They are biblical that they do not know what is that fruit. If you look up what is the fruit, in the Google also, they talk about, they ate a pomegranate, they ate a fig, they ate apple. They give all fruit example, but to understand the Bible also, without the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, you can't understand. It is, they ate the fruit of from the tree of knowledge. They, fruit means, I am the doer. Fruit means, they claim that I am the doer. Because of that, they had to come back. They moved away from that the heaven. They are moved out. It is talking about karma pala. Shri Krishna says, offer it to me and not to claim that I did that one. I am the enjoyer. What happens if I start claiming? There is a reaction. Three types of reaction I talked about. Every karma, reaction. One is prarabdha karma. We are born with a bundle of karma. When we exhaust the bundle, the body has no more purpose. Body collapses. People may say, why this person died so early? Why this person died so late? And why so early? That bundle is good for this body. And next bundle, to handle the next bundle, this body is not good enough. To exhaust the karma, the body, for the body doesn't matter. I have to exhaust. This human body may not be fit. I may have to take animal body or insect body to exhaust the karma. From the body point of view, from the karma point of view, it doesn't matter what body. It has to exhaust. That is prarabdha karma. Sanchita karma is the karma, it is in the warehouse, next door. And agami karma is the karma, is far away in the dockyard, not yet been downloaded. The agami karma in the future. In the prarabdha karma, when I'm going through a very tough time, when we go through the very tough time, what scriptures are talking about, praying is a very effective means. The prayer and in the company of an illumined person. Prayer helps in mitigating the effect of the prarabdha karma. If my prarabdha karma is to have an accident, and because of the prayer, I would supposed to be a massive, big accident. Because of the prayer, accident impact has been minimized. Then when you have the grace, the prarabdha karma, I am born with that bundle. People, yesterday also somebody asked, if there is, I am born with the prarabdha karma, where is the free will? Where is the free will? I don't know whether I'm acting or reacting. If there is no free will, what is the, why I have to come? I have to get up early morning and do the sadhana. Where is the free will? It says, yes, you're born with the prarabdha karma when you are intensely energetic, intensely committed, and with the divine grace, you can able to access to stock from your Sanchita Karma from the warehouse. You can bring out the stock from there, and this stock you can suppress it. Prarabdha Karma, you can suppress it, make the Sanchita Karma into the Operation Karma. Operation Karma, we have seen in the lives of people, they are born with, people say, this person was not like this. Now, totally changed. Totally, this person has totally changed. Drastic change in this person. This person, how it is possible? Because that person was born with that prarabdha karma, but somehow got in contact with illumined person, divine grace, that person's track has already changed. Totally changed. That prarabdha karma is suppressed. New stock is dealing with. When in the new stock, if that person doing actions as a subliming the action to as a offering to the God, so that person is freed. The past stock of the prarabdha karma, yes, body has to remain until then, it won't be affecting, and that person has got freedom. No more got bound by the shackles of karma. Unless you do, if you keep on claiming that I am the doer, you have to come back. The prarabdha karma, to mitigate that one, offer, dedicate all your action. Whether you are a doctor, you are a chocolate maker, you are a software person, whether success happens or failure, not to blame yourself, not to blame others, offer everything to the Lord. Offer everything to the Lord, dedicate everything to the Lord, then prarabdha karma's impact is minimized. How to set yourself free? It is not a, there is a free will also is there. There is no, people talk about in karma theory, there is no free will. If you are just only coming to exhaust, where is the free will? Free will, intense energy. That is why we started intense yoga. Intense yoga, you experience the abundance of energy. In company of a teacher, abundance of energy, you can change the track of your life. You can change the track of your life. Sri Krishna says, not to blame yourself. I am not good. What is my prarabdha? I have to go through this one. Not to go into depression. Udhare ratman atmanam natmanam avasadet. Atmaiva atmano bandhu. Atmaiva ripuratmanaha. Not to keep on blaming my fate. Not to blame on my, because of my fate I am suffering. Uplift. Have intense energy. Have commitment. With resolution, you are able to, you can tap into the new possibilities in life. Not to keep on blaming, it is my fate, I have to go through. With the tremendous energy, that is the message of Upanishad also. Have that one, not to keep on blaming my fate. That uttishtata, jagrata, get up and access the new stock, sail across. Move higher in your life is the message from karma, karma yoga, and how it is far superior to Newtonian law. Lie down, I will talk about that one further in the last class of this term.